Go to Bundoora, to the training base of Melbourne City, and talk to a young star who's doing wonderful things this season in the A-League. And I talk of Stephen Mawk. Good morning to you, Stephen.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm really, really well, mate. Thanks for joining us here on FNR this morning. After the starting the season so well as a team and experiencing some terrific wins in that first four games, there was a lull of results for the next 4 weeks, but the come-from-behind win against the Jets on the weekend must have been a pretty sweet moment for the team.
Yeah, I think so. I guess we did start the season very well with four wins, and then it was disappointing to drop a few points in the next couple of games, but I think the performances in those games were probably better than the first four games, and that's just sometimes what happens. The performances don't always mirror the results that come your way, and I think we spoke about that and just said that we need to keep going, and eventually they will come. And probably we got a little bit fortunate in the first half that Newcastle didn't take their chances, and we were able to come out in the second half and put in a really good 45 minutes and get 3 points.
What I really like about what's coming out of the Melbourne City camp this season, whether you play well or you don't play well, honesty is coming out. Warren Joyce is pretty honest about what's actually happening, which is fantastic for the fans out there, because I think they appreciate the real picture of what's going on. During those four games when things, when the results weren't going your way, and as you said, there were great moments in those games where you could have taken those points, what was Warren Joyce's approach and focus during those 4 weeks?
I guess his main message is always about working hard. And if you put in the work during the week at training, then normally the results will come. And I think we had a really strong pre-season, so we're pretty resilient now, I think, in this group, where in previous years that hasn't been the case, where now I feel as if even though there is a couple of bad results, we can really get back on with it and just worry about the next game. And that's what we've tried to do the whole way along. You know, even when we won the games, we didn't get overly excited. And I think when you lose, it's not the end of the world. So I think that's what we've been trying to do. And obviously, it was disappointing losing a few games in a row, but to bounce back against Newcastle was a really good performance.
Now, Stephen, you're a young guy. You've done a lot in a young career so far, but you rejoined the club from a stint overseas last year. It wasn't an overly happy one for you, but you've come back this year with more responsibility at the club. You're part of the leadership group there. What's the role that Warren Joyce has given you specifically on the field, given that you've got that extra responsibility now?
I guess on the field, there's not a whole lot different to the rest of the players. We all go out there and all try and help each other out. And it's more so, I guess, just off the field, trying to help any other younger players that have any problems. And I think we've got a pretty good group where even, there's a lot of leaders that aren't in the leadership group, but they'll be looking to do things to help the team out. And I think that's the main message that it's always tried to be like, it doesn't matter who who's saying something, who's trying to help you out or who's trying to make the team be better. You just have to listen and get on with it. And I think that's what's so good about this group. We have plenty of leaders, not just the ones that are in that leadership group.
So what has that year away in Holland done for your development? As I said earlier, it wasn't a really happy time for you, but I look at someone like Danny De Silva, had a similar experience to you, and even Thomas Deng in Holland had a similar experience in that it wasn't a lot of game time. There was some difficulties and, maybe some people might look at it as a something that might stymie your development. But all three of you have come back, I think, better players, and the resilience that's put into your game. Do you think in the long run it's going to do you much better than people might think it might have on your game?
Yeah, I think so. I guess, for all three of us, we didn't play anywhere near as much as what we wanted to, but sometimes in those moments when you're not playing, and you're overseas in a foreign country, you learn the most about yourself as a player and as a person. And I think it's something that's good to experience as a young player rather than, having too many highs. Now we've all kind of understood what it's like over there, and coming back to Australia, we know that, if you want to get another chance to go back over there, you have to be working extremely hard. And I think that's probably been the case for myself where, yeah, it wasn't the best of times, but also, you know, it was a great opportunity and it's something that, you know, if someone gave me the opportunity to do it again, 100%, that would be something that I would want to do. But, yeah, I think you just have to try and take as many positives out of the situations as possible. And that's football. It's just a matter of opinion. So, you know, one coach thinks you're a great player and the next coach thinks that you're not good enough to play. And I think that's just a learning experience being a young person.
And it toughens you up at a young age, like you said, mate, which puts you in good stead for years to come. Many people are talking about the City are going through or needing to go through a cultural change as a club. You're uniquely placed as a person who was there a couple of years ago and a person who's there now. What do you see in the difference in the culture around the place these days?
I guess it was never really too bad, I didn't think. I always thought the players got along with each other and there was just, you know, small little problems along the way. And I think now, especially the way Warren is, he's massive on the culture and building the culture and that, you know, everybody has a good work ethic. It doesn't matter if you're the highest paid player or whether you're a youth player training with us, everybody gets treated the same way. And I think that's probably the best way to be and the best way to build a culture of... you know, if you work hard and you're doing everything right, then you deserve to play. So I think that's the best way to try and build that culture from the ground up. And then in years to come, when new players come in, they straight away understand what it takes to be a part of this club.
Of course, you've got the Star Wars round this weekend, mate. I'm a bit hanging out for the Star Wars round. You've got Central Coast Mariners at home, I believe, this Sunday. They're a team that's really showing something at the moment, and they'd probably back themselves to get something out of this game. How are you approaching Central Coast Mariners this Sunday?
I think they're a really good team. Having worked with Paolo before, and I know the way he wants his teams to play, and we played them in pre-season as well and they looked quite sharp with a few of their players. So I think it's just, you know, it's like any other game for us. We're worrying more about ourselves and implementing the things we want to be implementing. And, you know, we know they've got their strengths, but they've also got weaknesses. So we need to make sure that we nullify them and exploit the weaknesses.
And what are the chances of Matty Muscat getting a winner again?
I'm pretty sure he's suspended this week from getting a yellow laid on, so probably not too likely, but he was looking very sharp at training yesterday again, so the confidence is high.
Yeah, well, he'd probably be telling everyone that he should be playing up front at the pointy end. So good on you, Stefan. It's really great seeing a young guy like yourself go through the good times and also the hard times, but come through that and perform the way you are at the moment. Good luck for the rest of the season. We hope to speak to you a bit later on down the track, maybe when you're in the finals towards the end of the season.
No worries. Sounds good. Thank you.
Good on you, mate. That's Stefan Mork, young star of Melbourne City, doing so well personally in the league this year, really showing something. And Melbourne City having a good win on the weekend, come from behind win against Newcastle Jets. Big, big game against Central Coast Mariners, though, this Sunday. That brings